The Iowa legislature begins its work next Monday, January 13th. Leaders from both parties say they believe this 2020 election year session will feature a multi-pronged discussion of state tax policies that will encompass income, sales, property, and business taxes. But they wouldn't be surprised if it takes most of the scheduled 100 days for a consensus to develop, if one does at all. GOP Governor Kim Reynolds and Republicans who hold majorities in the Iowa Senate and the Iowa House say they want to build on tax relief efforts started in 2018 in ways that will ease Iowa's tax burden and make Iowa more competitive with other states, as well as simplifying areas of the tax code at a time when the state budget has a surplus. And taxes will also be on the minds of Nebraska lawmakers as the legislative session begins there this Wednesday. A committee of Nebraska lawmakers is planning an 11th-hour full-court press to craft a new property tax relief bill prior to the start of the session. The legislature's Revenue Committee, which oversees state tax policy, plans to meet today and tomorrow to finalize the details of a proposal in time for the Wednesday start. In between the two closed-door meetings, the 8 senators on the committee plan to have lunch with Governor Pete Ricketts in pursuit of his support. Ricketts says it's imperative lawmakers do something to lower property taxes this session, given that the State Economic Forecasting Board projects a healthy surplus in state tax revenue. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. Stay tuned for more news updates. I'm Mary Hartnett.